You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to Boxing Day. The Boxing Day test match will be soon happening in Melbourne, so that's something we'll be keeping a close eye on. But what we'll also be keeping a close eye on is the volatility that seems to have gripped the Lal Street. All the activity that transpired on Monday and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what we're going to talk about on this morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Bears have taken over the Lal Street as equity benchmarks continue to fall for another consecutive session as concerns over global growth weighed big. Asian markets took a beating amid fears of a slowdown in developed economies such as China. The Sensex saw a fall of over 270 points on Monday, while the Nifty managed to break the 10,700 mark as well. Technical experts said that the index has decisively breached its 200-day moving average placed at 10,767, strengthening the bearish sentiments further and dissipating the hopes of a bigger pullback beyond 11,000 kind of levels. On the downside, initial target appears to be around 10,460, and a failure to find support around these levels shall threaten the recent lows of 10,333, they went on to say. In the big news we'll be talking about today, in this truncated week, concerns over global growth continue to haunt investors and the resultant sell-off has been dragging the markets. Going forward, this being expiry week, the market could tend to see more volatility ahead. So far in December series, Sensex and the Nifty have fallen around 2%. A quick look at the technical view and what it's trying to tell us. As far as short term is concerned, Nifty is forming an expanding triangle on the daily charts, which indicates the choppiness in the short term trend. Oscillators are also not showing clear-cut direction for the Nifty in the short term. Last week on Friday, Nifty breached the crucial support of 10,800. Now, this earlier support is now expected to act as a short-term resistance for the Nifty. A close above 10,800 in Nifty would resume an uptrend, which could take it towards 10,950 and 11,300 targets. A maximum call OI placed at 11,000, followed by 10,900 and 10,800, maximum put OI at 10,500, 10,700 and 10,600. Very quickly, we spoke to HDFC Securities and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Kalpataru Power has a target price of 430 rupees, stop loss of 350 rupees for return of 12%. That's a buy call. Delta Corporation has a buy call as well, target of 280 rupees, stop loss of 255 rupees for return of 13%. And Coromandel International has a target price of 499 rupees, stop loss placed at 415, that is 415 rupees for return of 12%. That's Kalpataru Power, Delta Corporation and Coromandel International, all having buy calls from HDFC Securities. Well, hopefully you've all had a good break, and to those who celebrated, hopefully this has been a very Merry Christmas, and what will happen on the Lal Street today is going to be documented very thoroughly on our webpage, and if you happen to not be able to catch those, you can always join us in the evening when I'll come back with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.